95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Where am I? What is it? What
How
is
are
this?
You, man?
Where? Hi, okay.
Sluggo was out for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I believe he went to Mexico.
No, I don't know anything. You know, when I was in high school, until I stopped going to high school, I started taking like a day off a week, a couple days.
Did you?
There near the last few months.
Your parents didn't care?
Oh, that's a different story.
They did care.
But no, they didn't even know. I kind of like it. I kind of miss that. You know, taking a couple of days off each week. I think I'm going to start doing that. If you're good with that, I'll kind of.
I mean, it seemed like you were lying, though, because you said you weren't feeling well.
Yeah. Oh, I have an eye trouble. I can't see you coming to work. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like the idea. I think I'm going to start.
It's not awful.
3 days a week is plenty to work, I think.
You
work,
feeling better now?
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
I actually feel great. I feel really good. Everybody should take 4 days off. It's a good thing, man.
That is a good thing.
Just start doing that.
Agreed. On today's show,
yeah,
give me five.
Yeah, song you need to get in your car. If your boss doesn't want you leaving at five, screw him, because it's driving songs. Songs that are great whilst driving behind the wheel.
All right. There's People Are Dumb coming on the way. We have tickets for the LA Kings.
Yeah.
Which I always love.
Speaking of, you know, one American dollar today is hockey related. So
is
you
it?
Should enjoy that. Yeah.
Oh,
you might get yourself a buck, baby.
I'm gonna be unmasked. Your adult Halloween party disasters.
Oh.
Since this Saturday is pretty much the day.
Yeah, this is pretty much the weekend, the party weekend. It's gonna be a party songs weekend, by the way, with a lot of Halloween music on it.
Excellent.
On Saturday. And I do believe that Matt Penfield Sunday night's gonna have Alice Cooper on with him.
Fantastic.
That's pretty damn cool.
What's up with Florida is on the way.
Yep.
And I don't know if you saw this fish, this deep sea fish that came up in Orange County.
No.
On the beach.
No.
It's A, ugly.
Yeah.
B, it has shark teeth.
Oof.
It's a fish.
Really?
We'll tell you about it in just a second.
Fish is way down at the bottom of the ocean.
I don't like them.
Freaky, freaky, freaky.
I do not like them. So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Puddle of Mud is who that is. It's their new thing. It's called Cash and Cobain. And the name of the album is something that, you know, doing this for 40 years, I've learned to avoid things I can't say.
Right.
I can really just kind of
around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, skip it.
Not mention it. I just, if I can't pronounce the couple of album titles from The Police, I can never mention.
Right.
And in 40 years, I'm not really saying it because I can't pronounce it. But this one, I can't. Ubiquitous. I love that
ubiquitous.
Word.
Ubiquitous. All right.
I just never say it for some reason. It always wants to come out like something really nasty somehow, but Ubiquitous. That's the new Puddle of Mud album, and from it, Cash and Cobain there.
We have talked a lot about a Sluggo wants to go to space, wants to go to Mars.
Space!
Would love it.
Yep.
Would love going to Mars.
Set me up on Mars.
Even if he knew that he would never be able to come back.
No return trip. I'm okay with it. I'm
perfectly
good.
Fine.
Yep.
How are you with underwater?
Nope. I'm not interested in
at
that.
At all?
No, I don't care.
Really?
No, I don't care. I mean, you know, this planet is this planet, and we've been here long enough. I just want to go somewhere else. I just want to be on a different rock.
Here's all I'm going to say about that. Uh-huh. That is that scuba diving, this planet is a whole, it's a whole different planet.
That's true, underneath.
But the deep sea stuff
is crazy.
I don't want anything to do with.
You know, when I first saw Finding Nemo, that little fish that had the light that kind of attracted, that was deep sea. And I thought, oh, that's a weird invention. It actually kind of exists.
It
basically
does exist.
A real fish.
And it washed up on the shore.
That one of those things?
Yes.
Ew.
Yep.
Whoa.
Listen to Channel 5 try and make sense of it.
So check out this big, ugly looking, gnarly, scary, ghoulish fish.
there he is. You got a picture of him there.
It is gnarly and it is ghoulish.
It is. Wow. And he looks out. He does not look good.
No.
He's laying on the sand.
Well, I think he's dead.
Dead.
But his mouth is, in quotes, a gape.
Yeah. With some shark teeth in that sucker.
It looks like shark teeth, yeah.
I love how they describe this, by
it's
the way.
Super weird. Yeah,
it is.
But they just can't get their head around it.
No, exactly.
That rolled up on shore at the Crystal Cove State Park in Orange County. If you have a second to look at this thing.
Imagine you're out there with your kids and Mommy,
nope.
What's this?
No, I cannot. That would so freak me out.
That's from Finding Nemo.
So this is one of those really deep sea fish. It's called a Pacific football fish.
What?
I don't know why
it's called that name.
Pacific football. There's nothing about it.
It's
that
insane. Light
says
up
football
teeth kill you. I hate you. Everybody's worthless.
Everybody's
fish.
Gonna die.
Yeah, fish. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it has these glass-like, transparent teeth. The thing can eat prey its own size. And
okay.
That,
it can eat prey its own size.
I mean,
that means I could eat
you,
someone my
prey.
Size. What?
How do you digest that fast?
How's that possible?
How's that stomach take that in?
That is, it's straight insane.
That's horrifying.
It can eat its own size.
I suppose there's not much down at the bottom of the ocean, so maybe it's just gotta, you know, it's gotta be able to pack it away quick.
I guess.
Oh, look, something my size. I'll eat it.
That is, ugly fish. They say it floated
died.
Up because it was dead and came in with the high tide and just was sitting on the beach.
Wow.
Just waiting for everybody with those teeth in Orange County.
Yuck.
Yeah, yuck indeed.
Kind of cool, though. Kings tickets. We have Kings tickets to give away.
Yes, we do.
Sometime between 5 and 6, we'll send you to a Kings game if you're listening.
The best sport to watch live.
Yeah.
What's up with Florida?
That's a good question, my friend.
There is a woman who had her car stolen, and she reported it stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And her kids went missing.
Okay, so were they in the car or were they driving the car?
Authorities north of the Bay Area say two children ages 10 and 11 went for a long drive in a stolen car.
10 and 11?
That's pretty young.
I don't think I would have ever even gotten behind the wheel when I was 10.
We lived in the desert, so my dad would let me drive the truck. We had a pickup truck, and he'd sort of let me drive it.
When you were 10?
Yeah, I was like 10 out on a dirt road, but I sure as hell wouldn't have stole it, man. I would have gotten my ass
whooped. Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
They say the children started in Northport and ended up in Alachua County 3 hours from home.
Whoa! Wow!
They drove 200 miles.
I might have driven down to the 7-Eleven that was 20 minutes away, but I wouldn't have driven that
like
far.
They were making their way. They stole it about a third of the way up Florida, and then they were about two-thirds of the way up Florida when they got pulled over. They were trying to leave.
Wow!
They were trying desperately to get out of Florida.
Well, their parents had them in Florida. No wonder they want to run away.
Yeah, no kidding.
The 10-year-old boy was driving, according to investigators. His 11-year-old sister was along for the ride when deputies stopped them along I-75. The car belonged to the children's mother. She drove up to get them and decided not to press charges.
Ah, come on.
They need to learn what life
Send
is about.
To jail.
Right, press those charges. Don't you go soft on those children.
If you win. That's
if
a big
I win?
If. Yeah, if you win. That's
one,
a big
one American dollar?
Yeah, what are you going to do with your dollar, man? What are you going to do with that dollar?
While you were out, I tried to offer Stu a dollar bill that was ripped in half. I found it in my pocket. I was like, what am I supposed to do? So I said, here's your dollar.
Yeah, because he won the one American dollar?
He did not win it.
Oh.
He was very upset about the chance of winning a ripped in half dollar. But then maybe just tanked it. I don't know.
Because
he trying to get rid of it.
Didn't want to try and take that into a bank, I suppose.
Right.
He was afraid.
He said, you can't put that in
ATM?
A vending machine.
A vending machine, yeah. No,
I was
that's
like,
true.
Look, it's a dollar. What do you want from me?
Well, I got a fresh, real crisp dollar that I
All
just
right.
printed up myself. It could be yours.
I need a dollar.
If you win. Wishing you good luck on this. We've been talking about hockey. In fact, we got some more tickets to see the Kings tomorrow night. The game is tomorrow night.
At crypto.com, they're playing Arizona Coyotes.
And sometime between 5 and 6, we'll give you a chance at that. But right now, I thought since we keep talking about hockey, we should quiz you on the 10 most successful NHL hockey teams of all time. So the biggest franchises,
of all time.
The most successful franchises is how they worded it.
I'm not much of a history guy.
Yeah, this is, you know, up to present all the way back through time.
Right.
To the beginning of the 1700s when they first took the ice and they're like, oh, wait a minute, we can go out here and skate.
I think it was the 1700s.
Besides ice fishing. By the way, one American dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Don't try and take one of those torn, though. Visit Yamava.com for more details.
I'm going to say when Wayne Gretzky was at Edmonton, they won a bunch of
Edmonton.
Cups. So I'm going to say Edmonton Oilers.
The Oilers is definitely on the list.
Right.
They are at number 6, so kind of dead center on the list of the 10 most successful hockey teams all time.
I am going to say the Pittsburgh Penguins.
The Pittsburgh Penguins
yes.
are on the list as well. They're one up, or one down, I guess. It's seven. Number 7 on the list.
I'm heading down. All right. For a long, long time, and there's a fascinating movie about the Detroit Red Wings getting players over from Russia.
Illegally.
Like they would meet in back rooms.
Detroit!
Yes.
Right.
And work them into the, I think so, Detroit Red Wings.
That all happened out on 7 Mile? They are on the list as well. What's the name of the movie? Do you remember? That sounds like a good
I don't remember.
Boom. That's awesome.
It is a good one. That's it. So we got three. That's all we need.
You just need one more for that dollar, man. You have seven more to choose from. One of them's going to pop into your brain.
I'm going to say Boston Bruins.
Boston Bruins means that you win a dollar. You do know your hockey, my friend, my little lady. Well done. Very impressive. Don't spend the dollar all in one place and all the things.
Hate all of them?
Grandma used to say. What'd you say?
Hate all four.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
You don't care for any of them?
No.
Oh, that's hilarious.
No, I have a team.
Well, let's start. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Let's start blowing through them here. The New Jersey Devils is at number 10.
Really? I would have never guessed them.
Stanley Cup 5 times and 3 times through their history in 95. New York Islanders are number 9.
Islanders?
Yeah, they have won 4 league titles over the years, 80, 81. This is all back a while, though, 82 and 83. And 6 division conference.
I wasn't even born yet in 83.
New York Rangers are number 8.
Rangers.
They play the Madison Square Garden.
I wouldn't have gone with either of the New York teams. Wow. Okay.
Can you imagine that that's your home? That's your
Madison Square Garden?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty great.
That's a crazy place. 7, Pittsburgh Penguins that you mentioned. Number 6, the Edmonton Oilers you got. Chicago Blackhawks are next.
Blackhawks.
5.
Of course.
One of the original 6 NHL teams from back in the day. They have made the finals 13 times and won 6 Stanley Cups. Boston Bruins, as you said, number 4, established back in 1924. Detroit Red Wings was your 4th. It's what made you win. They're clear up at number 3. They were established in 1926.
Wow.
Based in Detroit, as you said. Toronto Maple Leafs.
Maple Leafs.
Yep.
Also one of the top, the first 6, I think.
They've been around, since 1917.
Yeah.
And number 1, Montreal Canadiens. Canadiens.
Would not have guessed them.
They won in 24, 30, 31, 44, 46, 53, 56, 57, 58. It just goes on.
Wow.
They've won a ton, more than anybody else.
I would never have guessed that.
By far, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You got a dollar, dude.
I got a dollar.
LA's own Dirty Honey, those guys. Going to be showing up at Belasco just under a month. They're going to be there on Monday, November 20th. Dirty Honey playing a show here in Los Angeles. That is When I Am Gone.
Love it. It's just about Halloween time. Saturday is the day that adults will celebrate.
Yes.
Because a week from tomorrow is Halloween.
Oh, and I will certainly be here at work.
I'm sure you will.
Especially on Wednesday, what's left of me will be coming in.
I'm sure you will.
Count on that, my friend.
But when you get adult Halloween parties, where there's not trick-or-treating.
Right.
But there might be some alcohol involved. It's possible.
I'm taking a lot up to our friend's house this Saturday.
It's possible
like things a vat.
Could go south.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've had many, at the other place, we had many Halloween parties.
Sure.
And one of them fell apart when somebody smashed a bottle over our sports guy, Matt.
Oh, Money Matt Smith. Money Smith?
Yes.
Who would do that?
Smashed a bottle over his head.
Wow, how drunk was that person?
I don't know, but
you can kill someone doing that.
Yes.
You know, that's one of the stupidest things about movies and TV, with always smashing bottles over people's
heads. Right, but they have fake ones for movies and TV.
Right, but it's like, you give someone a concussion or kill them.
Yeah, so he was bleeding, and everybody was, it was mayhem.
Sure.
And everybody was trying to figure out who did it.
Right.
And then there were rumors it was the band that was playing. I wish I remembered the band name, but it's sort of insignificant in that they didn't make
much of
themselves.
Well, unless it was them that did it.
Right, that's we thought.
Yeah.
So then we were like, oh, everybody calm down.
He was like music director or something then. Wasn't he doing the music at that point?
So maybe he kept
them off the station. I'm greatly suspicious of whatever this band was.
I don't know. All I know is I brought a friend and he got on their tour bus. He said, I'm going to figure out who did this. And he got on their tour bus.
So he got an uppity friend.
And mayhem. It was craziness.
Man.
And we had to close it down and move on.
There's nothing more fun than shutting down a party.
Even long before that, when you and I worked in Phoenix, we would do the Saturday night party patrol.
Yeah,
we would go to people's houses.
Yep, show up and broadcast live from their front room.
And boy, they would have
Woo, that got crazy.
Sometimes. They would have costumes on around Halloween, and as soon as you hear a bottle break or somebody yelling or a fight, you run for the door.
You're out.
And move on to the next
one. Or you hear the police, boo! Right. That happened a few times.
Then you have to really...
Hi, we were just showing up to see what all the noise is about, officer. We're on our way. You take care.
So your adult Halloween party disasters, that's what we're looking for.
I think it was one of those that I blacked out for the first time. I've drank for a very long time.
That's what I thought. I don't think you usually black out at all.
But I was just... I'm pretty sure it was a Halloween party about, am I going to say 6 years ago?
Wow.
I don't remember anything... from about midnight on, like they're like, oh yeah, you were out. You were.
Did people tell you stuff the next day? Or
I guess I didn't do much because it was at friends, so they kept me in check.
Oh, that sucks.
Sit down and shut up. But you know,
they didn't do the right thing.
But yeah, no, I agree. They could have videotaped it.
So you had a Halloween party and it turned into a disaster. How did that happen? Why did that happen? 818
whose fault was it?
955 KLOS
of America.
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 You know, every song from now on should end with the word America.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
If you elect me, that will happen. No one will be allowed to record unless they finish their song with the word America.
A week from tomorrow is Halloween, which means if you're going to have a Halloween party,
it's most likely
going to be Saturday.
And where's it going to be? Here in America.
So you had a Halloween party recently that went south. It was a disaster. What happened?
We're looking for disasters.
Kevin Sluggo.
Yo!
All about the crazy Halloween party.
Yes. Halloween party gone south. What do you got?
So I don't know if you ever seen a movie called The Awkward Moment with Zac Efron, where he dressed up with a t-shirt and said rock out with his out and put on the strap on.
No, I do not.
No. Sounds good, though. A fine family
I ended
film.
Up doing that over here at my own house here in Rialto, and I think it was a bad decision because I forgot to remember my mom and aunts and grandmas were coming, and I was walking around with a big 12-incher.
What the? How do you forget all of those people are
beverages.
Coming over?
Adult beverages.
That's true. That is true.
They loved it. They took pictures of me, so it was all fun in the end.
Well, he grew up a lot better than we thought from back in the day. It seemed
we
molecular.
Didn't expect anything from him.
Rock on, brother.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your Halloween party disasters.
I've missed this beautiful song since I decided to skip school for a few days.
You were gone last week.
It was nice to hear it again. So it's songs about driving, and I gotta say, this is garnered one of my favorite requests ever from Matthew in Los Angeles. He said, can you play Convoy? It's by some old cowboy guy. That really cracks me up. I love that. And no. We can't, however, do this one. Who requested Deep Purple?
GU1111.
Damn good way to start. Highway Star. Songs about driving. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS or...
at Twitter, Kevin and Sluggo.
I hope you're in your car. I hope you've got an open lane. I hope you're going about 100 miles
open
an hour.
Open lane.
Right? Remember those, like in the 70s every
That's
once in a while?
That's great.
It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. And it is all about driving today. We've got a few requests for Rush. Red Marchetta, who do you got?
I don't know. I lost track. Oh. There's about four of them.
Yeah, on Twitter, they hit us up there. So if you said it, here it is for you.
Hey, KLOS, Kevin and Sluggo.
Yes, it's Give Me Five Songs About Driving.
I'm a Mata Hoople driving sister.
Oh, very nice suggestions. Great stuff today for Give Me Five Driving Songs.
Got about five or six tweets
for this next one we're going to do. Mm-hmm. So right after these exciting commercial messages, the most requested song of the day, which of course is...
I Can't Drive 55!
Hello, how about I Can't Drive 55?
Cool, who are you?
Jackie.
What do you need to hear right now?
Sammy Hager, I Can't Drive 55.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We're doing Give Me Five Songs About Driving.
Let's do Can't Drive 55, Sammy Hagar.
Pretty sure the only time I actually drove 55 back when it was the speed limit everywhere was when I rented a U-Haul one time and they had those damn governors on it and it wouldn't go faster than 55.
Yeah, that's true. Those sucked.
And that was like forever.
Yep.
I was like, putt, 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 putt. Everybody's flying around you.
Everybody's honking.
Yeah, wait, jackass!
Yep. Yeah. I probably honked at you. I'm sure that happened.
Bastard.
People are dumb.
Oh.
When you're a dumb
That's
dumb.
True.
Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Man arrested for faking heart attack 20 times at restaurants to avoid paying bill. 20 different restaurants, he faked a heart attack.
That's a lot of work just to get out of paying $27.86.
He is a 50-year-old man from Lithuania.
Dude.
He was arrested in Spain after allegedly faking heart attacks at several restaurants. The man has tried the scam at least 20 times over the past year, and his image had been sent around to restaurants saying, hey, this dude's going to try and fake a heart attack.
Right. So he comes in and he orders up everything on the menu, and then he's like, oh, it's the big one. I'm coming home. What was her name?
I can't remember
her name.
Martha? No. I don't know. I don't remember.
Sanford and Son, right? Whatever, man.
Most recently, he ordered seafood and two whiskeys. It came out to $36. So it's not like he was trying to rip them off for, you know, expensive wine or anything like that.
Seafood and two whiskeys might give you a heart attack, though.
It was $36. The man attempted to leave without paying.
Oh,
and they stopped him and they said, hey, dude, you got to pay for the food.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to... Ow!
Not quite.
Oh, no. Okay.
First, he tried... Yeah, I know. I'm going to my hotel to get it.
Come on, man.
And then, when they didn't buy that...
Right. Why would you question that?
According to the report, he threw himself to the ground in an obvious fake.
Whoop!
Oh, my heart! Instead of calling the ambulance, they called the police.
Right.
Because they knew what he was doing.
I'd be like, at this point, I'd be holding up the picture that you got.
Right.
Hey, is this you throwing the heart attack over at that other restaurant across the street the other day?
How many times has your heart stopped? This is weird.
It's a miracle. It's a Christmas miracle.
20 different times. He finally got arrested.
Yeah.
And he got arrested because they wouldn't believe that he was going to go to his hotel and get the money.
It's the big one. What's her damn name? Can't think of it.
Why do you do that to us?
If only there was an internet where we could look something like that up. Is that what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 6 seconds.
All right.
5, 4, 3, 2.
The LA Kings are playing the Arizona Coyotes tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. We have 4 tickets to see that game tomorrow night. If you would like to call up and be caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. We do a little trivia.
A little hockey trivia?
Hockey slang.
Righto.
Caller 25 right now. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Jason.
Yes,
sir.
You're caller 25.
Outstanding.
So we have a little hockey trivia. Where in hockey is the five hole?
Excuse me?
Where's the five hole?
Between the legs.
Between the goalie's legs.
Ah!
Yes. Well done.
Yes, sir.
Well done. You got 4 tickets to see him tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets, but you have 4. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Annie Knight, 26 years old, said, I slept with 300 people in a year.
Whoa.
And haters say I'm disgusting, but I feel empowered.
In 1 year, 300 different people? Dang.
That's interesting you say 300 different, because she says that, by the way, she's been named Australia's most sexually active woman.
Ta-da! Congratulations.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Grandma is so
be
proud.
Named.
Yeah. Well, but in Australia, sure.
She was saying that she loves men and women, and she does have some repeats.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All
but,
right. Mm-hmm. She only had 65 days off in the year.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
How many people would you have slept with in that year?
Yeah, give us some numbers.
Probably 300.
Jesus.
In 1 year.
In a day, 5.
Whoa.
So in 1 day.
In one time,
5.
Or just.
Now,
yeah.
She didn't say.
Yeah.
But I would assume not at one time.
Right. God, you're exhausted by the end of
and
that.
And my point is, I don't want to go 5th.
No matter how much showering has occurred. Yeah.
No.
In 1 day. I feel empowered afterwards. I feel good.
Yeah.
Like, sex makes me feel good. It's meant to make you feel good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when I was like 17, I would have been totally on board with that.
Right,
holy cow.
Yes, I'm just showing him a picture of her.
Oh, no wonder.
She has a...
All right, I'll go 5th.
Only...
I don't care anymore.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Have you ever traveled with a pet?
taken one with me?
Yeah.
No. Have you? You mean like on a flight? No. You?
I have not either.
No.
No, it seems like it would be...
a lot of work.
Yes.
Very stressful for the animal, most likely.
There's a woman on a plane from Colorado back to California with her 8-week-old puppy.
Oh, baby.
And the pooch started to whine a little bit while she was waiting to take her seat.
Right.
So the flight attendant, checking the boarding passes, came over and said, "Is that dog continues to make noise, you're not going to be able to fly."
Whining. Just whining
It was just whining a little.
Who's going to...
So she unzipped the carrier. She had it in a carrier. Sure. She unzipped it just enough to get her hand in to pet the dog, which quieted up.
Right, sure, of course.
And then the flight attendant said, "No, that has to be... that has to be completely..."
We have a sociopath dog eater.
Yes. Boom. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Now I can understand why the rule's there. Because there are a-holes with their pets that come on and they don't care about anybody.
And if every single person has a dog with them, that would be a bit much.
Right. I can understand why it's there. But let's use a little common sense. Apparently, the owner started petting the dog, which calmed it right down. Everybody was seated. The woman continued to pet the dog through the top of the carrier. This prompted the flight attendant to come over and declare that the crate had to be zipped at all times again. However, the employer told her to cease the massage now. So she stopped, and the pooch started whining again.
Come on, pet the dog. Hey, I'm down here, pet the dog.
So then she started petting it through the mesh.
Got smart.
While fully zipped.
There you go.
And they threw her off.
Come on.
They threw her off the plane. And look, this is a TikTok from people who were sitting around her.
Right.
And felt bad for her.
Sure.
These are the people that would be the most offended.
Right.
Felt really bad for her. And they were doing a video. And listen to the guy at the end.
"No, I'm not going to have you touch a thing of mine. You are rude. You are a mean person.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Come on, baby girl."
"We wish you the best of luck, honey."
"Thank you.
I'm sorry. This is ridiculous.
Oh, it's insane. Thanks."
"It's not like you even had the dog out. You had it where you were petting it. You should be ashamed of yourself."
Yeah! Good for them!
Why does that make you feel so...
I don't know.
That's like maybe one of the ultimate things to say to somebody.
Yeah.
You should be ashamed of
yourself.
For some reason, you go... "Well, yeah, I should, I guess." It's one of the most powerful statements in the language.
I think it's sort of finally there, you know, we're against authority, and I'm always on that side. So when you say that to someone in authority, you should be ashamed of yourself. And they should.
And they threw him out.
"I'm All Right." That's the new one from Mammoth WVH. You've been hearing it on Matt's Sunday Night Show, new and approved here on KLOS with Matt Penfield. And I don't know if Marcy's mentioned yet or not, but we got some plans with that guy, with Wolf, in the not-so-distant future. Keep listening for details on that. If all goes according to plan, it is KLOS.
I don't watch any of the shows of the people that I'm about to tell you about.
Okay.
But there's a story that came up on Wednesday's episode of Sherry.
I have zero idea what that is.
Same.
Brother Mike could probably tell us.
She was on The View, I think, with Joy Behar.
Never seen an episode of that.
Same. And they discuss some stories from their time together on The View. One in particular, when Sherry caught wind of Barbara Walters having sex with Richard Pryor.
Sorry, could you rewind that? What did you just say? What?
She found out.
Barbara Walters?
Yes. Somebody walked in on them.
And Richard Pryor?
Yes.
What?
This is where Sherry tells Joy.
What?
That story.
I'm with them. I'm already laughing. What?
I told this before. I'm going to say, I told Joy that I have run into Paul Mooney, and Paul Mooney has said that he caught Barbara Walters with Richard Pryor.
That's what?
Right?
What?
Barbara Walters never had sex in her life.
No!
That's all there is.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
Granted, Richard Pryor probably had a lot of sex.
Sure, yes.
But with Barbara Walters?
It's shocking.
Caught Barbara Walters with Richard, and I was like...
She slept with Richard
Pryor? Yes, that's what Paul Mooney said. And I came back, and I was like, Joy, guess what? When you talk like that, you know, don't tell nobody.
I'm going to go on television and tell everybody, and then some jackasses are going to record it and play it on the radio.
No, but I remember this.
And I came in, I told you, and I said, Paul Mooney said he called Barbara with Richard Pryor. He walked in on him.
Nope.
And then I was like, don't tell nobody.
He walked in on them?
That's what he said. He looked through the door, and I said, don't act like you don't remember. I said...
It was just me and Joy. And I said, enjoy. And I'm like, don't tell nobody. The next day, Barbara walks in and you go, so?
I didn't say you told me.
No, you didn't. But she said something like, so you schlepping Richard Pryor, huh?
First of all, that's impossible to imagine.
I guess. And opening a door, you'd be like, am I asleep? Am I dreaming this? Is this a nightmare?
You wouldn't be able to tear yourself away, I wouldn't think.
No, you'd have to be.
You would have to just go.
Your brain would have to go, hold on. Am I really seeing?
Is that?
Did anybody talk about it on television, by the way?
I doubt it.
Richard Pryor and Barbara Walters.
I know, crazy.
It's about the weirdest combination plate I've ever heard of in my
life. Guy walked in on that. Imagine what went through his head. That's crazy.
I've died and gone to hell.
95.5 KLOS on California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for What We Learned. And what's up with Florida? A 10-year-old boy and his 11-year-old sister stole their mom's car and tried to drive out of Florida.
They were like, you know what? We can't wait until we grow up. We need to get the hell out of here now.
They made it 200 miles before getting caught.
Wise children.
10-year-old driving. A man was arrested in Spain for trying to eat at a restaurant and fake a heart attack to get out of the bill 20 different times.
And of course, you know, there's this thing called social media now, so people kind of keeping up with that sort of trick.
Turns out they had his picture and they called the police. And the KLOS name game is back tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank. It's up to $700.
Damn straight.
Your chances at 8 o'clock.
And we'll be playing it as well. And on Wednesday and Thursday, too. And I am out of here to go home and pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Kevin, do you know what goes on at Apples and Oranges?
They sell apples and oranges.
You would think, right?
Is my guess.
It's all about design, printing, and signage at Apples and Oranges. Oh. And thanks to Laura there at Apples and Oranges. They listen to KLOS all the time.
Thank you, Laura.
So that place rules. Bob Dylan recorded the times they are a-changin' on this day in rock in 1963. In New York City, Jimi Hendrix Experience recorded their first single on this day in rock in 1966, Hey Joe. Unbelievably, it wasn't until this day in rock in 1976 that Led Zeppelin made their U.S. television debut. It was on Don Kirshner's rock concert. They performed Dazed and Confused and Black Dog.